and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You are very welcome along. This is episode 6, series 46, in which we are discussing slow productivity. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, slowly producing an enormous number of podcasts in Southwest London, tempting you away from your desk, to step away from your emails, your keyboard, your screens, and take a walk in nature for just 10 minutes. I felt like I was running out of steam with slow productivity at the end of last week, but over the weekend I have had a few thoughts which I feel very ready to bring to you, so hopefully we can kick off the conversation again. Lucky enough to have two lovely voice notes from the beautiful voices of Marcel in the Netherlands and Kiwi Rob to kick off this week's episodes. Welcome to Walk the Pod.
Hi Rachel, it's Marcel from the Netherlands. On the subject of slow productivity, I have a lot of thoughts, but I'm still collating those, so maybe I'll call in later this week to provide you my ideas on that. But you wanted a walking report, and today I've actually gone to an arboretum in Rotterdam, and right now I'm sitting in the shade of a beech tree, which is very nice, very lovely. There's a lot of lovely colors that I can see here, like red and yellow, purple flowers of small bushes. I see beehives in the distance, and a lot of trees. Oh, there's also a birch tree over here, a maple tree I can recognize. Yeah, it's a lovely day today.
G'day Rach, it's Rob from New Zealand. Actually doing a lunchtime walk today, even though it's 1 o'clock. I'm working from home and my walk is actually just down our right-of-way drive to collect the recycle bin that was emptied this morning on the street side. It's autumn in New Zealand, strangely warm, so it's still around 20 degrees, which is kind of odd for about this time of the year here. I'm doing that very Auckland, New Zealand thing of walking along in bright sunshine and rain simultaneously. Above me are grey skies, grey clouds and blue skies, depending on which patch you look at. And I've been working from home. It's quite interesting talking about productivity. I'm actually working today on a document that I should have written about probably a month ago. In early March, we had a meeting with the civil design team at work and agreed a whole lot of new ways of working, which involved some technical changes and some behaviours. I've been procrastinating and testing and mucking around since then, and today finally writing up the report that will go to our management just to justify that change. I hope you can hear me in the wind. And it's funny, it's coming together really quickly. Probably a couple of hours will be done, and I don't think it would have been if I hadn't spent the month procrastinating. So I think slow productivity has its benefits sometimes. Helpful to have bosses who don't really sort of have huge expectations on fixed deadlines either. So I think they call that agile, but I don't know. Anyway, cheers. See you. What I can see in front of me is a pretty typical suburban Auckland street. Small two-lane road with footpaths on each side. The houses are set back from the street, mostly brick and tile, apart from our one, which is the strange cedar wedge that is the exception from all the rest and why I bought it. And pretty quiet, so mostly retired people or people who go to work still. So not a lot of traffic, and it's a dead-end road, so no problems there. Across the road is a patch of bush, sort of native bush, that was saved from being turned into houses, as became the sort of park part of the development, which has got a little bush walk through it, but I mostly just look at it across the road. Anyway, that's all from New Zealand. Hope you have a good week.
Thank you so much for those gorgeous voice notes, Marcel and Rob in New Zealand. So lovely to hear your beautiful voices. Marcel sitting in an arboretum either in or near Rotterdam, with beech and maple trees all around, and Kiwi Rob strolling in Auckland, New Zealand. And I can just picture you both, Robin strolling in bright sunshine and rain simultaneously. It's brilliant. We don't have that in the UK very often at all, but I understand it's a normal part of New Zealand life, which is brilliant. And it's always lovely to hear from you, Rob, because you're always in a slightly different bit of weather and bit of seasonality to me. See, you're in autumn and we're sort of, well, we're verging on spring, but it hasn't really committed to it yet. Today is grey and miz, I'm afraid. Not too cold, though, which is good. There's a dog walker in the park just kicking a ball for a dog. And there are two other dogs with them, all small brown dogs, I can confirm. And I really appreciated that point from Robin about... you're calling it procrastinating. You've been procrastinating for a month before you write your report. Now, I would just like to make the point that I've made many times on the podcast before about radical self-trust. The thing I have come to realise over the last few years of working and recording Walk the Pod is that if I decide to reframe procrastination as I'm not ready to do this task yet, then it's much less stressful remembering all the things I haven't done. I simply think to myself, well, I'm still in a mulling phase about that, clearly, because I haven't started doing it. And if I believe 100% wholeheartedly that I will do my best work when the time is right, then I need not force myself to start now. And you're absolutely right. This completely depends on how much pressure you're under to get the thing done in the first place, because it's all very well me saying that, but it depends if your boss is hammering on your office door, Teams app, email, saying where is it, you're going to have to do it earlier than you want to. But sensible bosses will understand that sometimes things need to just, you know, marinate. Let's call it marination rather than procrastination, shall we? Things need to marinate sometimes. And if that period of time for marination is a month, then so be it. And the piece of work will be significantly more lucid and useful as a result. So we need to prevent our bosses from getting overly agitated about things, just as much as we need to prevent ourselves from getting overly agitated about things. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, I'm standing in the small park behind the large hospital. I can hear what I think might be a blue tit. I don't know. I feel very nervous about saying that, especially because there is an app that will tell me exactly what it is, but I can't run that at the same time as recording the pod. It might be a blue tit. It's going doodaloo, 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 doodaloo. Can you hear that? Yeah, could be a blue tit. I've really no idea. I'm going to have to scuttle inside in a minute because I have a meeting soon, so I'm not going to be able to run Merlin and find out, but let's say it's a blue tit for now. The sky is grey. There are raindrops falling, but so few of them that it barely counts as rain. No sunshine, unfortunately, unlike New Zealand, and a person sitting over there in a green parka jacket, surrounded by clouds of vape steam, which is the modern way these days. Thank you for walking with me this lunchtime, dear poddies. I'm so grateful to Rob and Marcel for recording their beautiful voices. If you would like to record your beautiful voice, we have 4 episodes left in which you can do so. Go to walkthepod.com, press the button marked leave a voice note for Walk the Pod, or WhatsApp me a message if you prefer, if you have my number. And if you're in the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, I will give you my number very happily, so you can do that. And if you'd like to join that club, you do that via walkthepod.com too. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. Do join the Walk the Pod Facebook group if you're on Facebook. I've posted a challenge there to post a sunshine selfie this week of you on your daily walk, and I'll be bringing you more thoughts about slow productivity over the course of the rest of the week.